Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verses 11 and 12. You stand up on your feet with me as we read our two verses. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. Nor the battle to the strong. Nor yet bread to the wise. Nor yet riches to men of understanding. Nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happens to them all. For man also knows not his time. As the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time when it falls suddenly upon them.
Sania abua anuma yetumi chino na enam etumi koda netimuno sara na wonipa wonnim nemre.
Holy Spirit, we formally welcome you. We know you are here, but we formally acknowledge you and welcome you. Speak your words of life unto us. You alone have the words of life. Glorify Jesus among us. Effect the work of Jesus in the lives of your people. Bless us. Let light come. Let darkness leave. Let yokes be dissolved. And let your purpose for our single brothers and sisters, single with children, single as students, and single as single parents, let your word be fulfilled in the lives of all of us. And we vow to give you the glory as always. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, I want to speak to you a message entitled Single in Style. You can be single in style. In other words, you can be a single person who is deeply fulfilled on the way to a blessing. There are singles who are daft. That means there are singles who don't have enough wisdom in their lives. And this is why we are sharing the word of God and been doing so for the whole month of February to give us wisdom from God so that we will not be daft. Then there are singles who are disappointed. And because of the disappointment, they have become stuck and they are not able to move on to the next stage of their lives. Now, the disappointment creates something which is not attractive around them and complicates their situation even the more. When you have the spirit of disappointment, it repels people away from you because it takes the shine away from your face. And let me say up front that you should not allow any man to destroy your emotions and your sense of hope and your sense of a brighter future. Don't Amen. Allow any man or any woman, don't give them that prerogative in your life. Then there are singles who are depressed. They have allowed the disappointment to become more clinical, and therefore you see sadness, deep sadness upon them. We say they are depressed. So Sometimes when they hear series of sermons or prayer for singles, they have gone through all those things and they feel that it's all a waste. It's not necessary. They have stopped attending weddings, they have stopped attending engagements because they are depressed.
Now my just on my and I said engagement, yes, and said on the DNA.
Have you met people like that before?
Now what's your binum sada?
One sister told me, I've stopped going for weddings, I've attended other people's weddings, it's too much now.
Now, sister, this is so for me. Just let me call wedding. I don't know. My call for wedding. Kwa, my bread.
But you see, when you celebrate with others, that which is upon them comes upon you as well.
Now, so only one more when energy. Ni aba omusune bi baba osu.
So, sisters who don't control the disappointment will end up depressed. And when they become depressed, they will become demeaned. Their image of themselves will go low. Will go so low that they feel they don't deserve anything better anymore.
Na enu anomo ma wo mo makwa ma me ma na da no ehye wo musu no wo mo kodu ba bi a no ehaw ni adadwen aba wo musu enu enko ani mu hu nanim a wuti mu sa wo haw wa jine wo metwa foni e wo nanim wo mo kodu sa tebia no.
They don't value themselves anymore.
Eba ni sa wo no oba na ka sampo wo mu ni hu bio.
So the next organic thing that comes their way is acceptable to them. What about the skirt?
Na skirt is where bema bi so ho a edu sa.
But the devil is a liar.
Obunsa wo boa.
I said the devil is a liar.
Obunsa boa.
I said the devil is a liar.
Obunsa mo boa.
I said the devil is a liar.
Obunsa mo boa.
I said the devil is a liar.
Obunsa boa.
I said the devil is a liar.
Boa.
God's plan concerning your life will come true.
Hallelujah.
Let those who have left say to yourself, they don't know what they have missed. And say to yourself, they were not meant for you. If they were for you, they would not have left. Say to yourself, my God is a God of the second chance. And God is not one who operates opportunity come but once. God will give you another chance.
Hallelujah.
And another chance and another chance.
Hallelujah.
And another chance. So don't demean yourself. Don't bring yourself lower than what you really are in Christ.
And not take who say, Katse nipa okwana se on the ma wuninti noko. Now when yami on no be okana sam sami ma umre bakwe no anunu. When yami be a kwany a wu robe brebe ediam.
And there are singles who are desperate. They have become very desperate. They are worried. And their heart is beating faster than normal. Because they feel that they have come of age. What is really going to happen to my dream of marriage? Shall it come true? I am so and so number of years. Will it come true? They have become worried and desperate. But I want you to know that when your enemies rise up against you and they say unto you, where is the God that you serve? I want you to know that the God that you serve is about to answer their question for
them. Yes!
I said God is about to answer the question for them.
Yes.
I have been young, now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken.
Yes.
So the God that you serve is not about to forsake you.
Yes.
You may be late, but you will soon discover that although you were late, it appeared that you were late. You were actually not as late as you thought you were.
Hallelujah. Now our time for baby self say, now so kwa sorry the dad won't worry. We nyame na wo sum no no way. So for si won yankupon be ya no ama. Esa so no nyame wani mrem no obeda ni wedi no obehu se asem no mu bi sound no mati. Wasi wo de wajun be yo se wen ni wacha won worry. Na so nyame be bi ekwan bi ama wo behu se asa mi twen ye na ye.
David said, many are they that rise up against me. Many are they that say of my soul. I mean, what else does the Bible say? He said, where is the God that you used to serve? Then he said, but thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. God is going to lift up your head.
Hallelujah!
Today your time has come.
Oh, Sister Leticia, bra Samson Lumrenie.
But tomorrow is that other sister's time.
Now what shall be your bit here?
And tomorrow is that other brother's time. Because time and chance happens to them all. So don't be desperate. Then we have singles who are demanding. They force themselves on you. They come to you literally saying that, am I not nice? Don't you love me? Wouldn't you like to marry me? I'm available. Am I not nice? They are demanding. I heard the story of a sister who went to a church and saw one of the leaders leading worship and felt that the worship leader was attractive to her.
Now, sister, be quite sorry. No, go to say one more year. Aye, ye na bra no dear nim na wo ye. Oh, ye, oh, mom, ye, yammy, I know. Or she need your sibra and warfare.
So she asked. And or she inquired and said, is that brother who led the worship, is he married?
And officer said, bra now will lead the worship no worry.
When she was told that yes, he is married, she said, oh no. They will send you a postcard telling you that if you cannot pro they feel that you cannot propose and they are proposing to you. And they say that Ruth proposed to Boaz so they can also propose. Well, apart from Ruth, who else proposed to any man in the Bible?
Now almost 70 said Ruth opposite Boaz penti almost bet to me.
I don't think Ruth proposed. Ruth was telling Boaz to do what was culturally acceptable. Kinsman redeemer. Kinsman redeemer. Do what a kinsman is supposed to do to me because I was married to your relative. You must redeem me. It was a biblical principle. But assuming that was a proposal, who else did that? You need two or three verses to form a doctrine out of it. So I encourage sisters, don't be demanding and don't force yourself on a man because it will always bring you trouble.
Now, Bakwip, when they know the Okwasin, the power say, redeem my eh, redeem me. And not his sisters, I am sorry. Now, must say, Bras, semi pe, Bras, shammy, semi penny be, miami so pe, pemmy. Or say, and the how be brochina.
Are you listening to me?
Uti.
And there are singles who are deft, they are skillful, they are singles who are single in style. When you see them, you real and you learn that they are single, you wonder because they are bold, they are confident, they are gifted, they are talented, they are anointed, they are conscious of their place in Christ, and that's what we are talking about, single with a swag. How can I be a single in style? Now we are going back to our passage. A single who is going to do well is a single who is wise, has wisdom in his life. You must grow in your wisdom as your beauty increases. You must grow in wisdom about family as your age increases. The wisdom will qualify you for a stable and a blessed marriage. If you are single, locate a married couple or a Christian, mature Christian who has got wisdom and fellowship with the mature Christian because iron sharpens iron.
So we are see Jania for when you see our phobia chi
That's in Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17. He said, iron sharpens iron. But you see, I realize that there are singles who dissociate themselves completely from people who can be of help to them until they think they are ready to marry. But that's not necessarily a wise thing to do. The Bible says that a wise person lays down knowledge for the future.
Bible say, obi a wani mo nyansa ya ade a wahwehwe nimdie e wa ahyase no e de amaboa ne dache esigafo bi wo ho a amfa ne hu mbe owarefo bi a no ware ni bida kosi se mra so so peso oware da bi shasientem ne sue ne hu ansa na wadu ho.
And this is why we are encouraging you to buy the series of sermons on relationships that we have done the whole of the month and even in the previous years, and listen to them, because you see there are spirits in the words that are being preached and taught. And sometimes, just sometimes, God may use that thing to turn a person's life around.
Hallelujah.
The anointing is found in books, the anointing is found in audio, but they cannot buy a CD, 5 CDs, 3 CDs. They are not serious. They are not serious. A book, 10 CDs, you cannot buy. Do you know a book that is worth 10 CDs has got several hours of sermons? Several hours. How long can I speak to you this morning? Not long. But when you have a tape, when you have a CD, when you have a book, you can be patiently taught by the tape and the book at your own convenience, because the same words have been written, the same words have been preached, and you listen, and as you are listening, oil is being poured upon your life. Are you following me? God gives ministries to people like me and like you, so that all others will benefit from it. The anointing to minister to families is not for the person who carries it. It is for those who can benefit from it. Were you there when Jesus rose from the dead?
No.
But do you believe that Jesus rose from the dead?
Yes.
Why do you believe? Because you read the Bible and you were told. And the same principle applies. That's why when you believe in God, you become established. When you believe his prophets, you break through and you prosper. But many children of God, they are only operating a one-sided truth, one-sided principle. They only believe in God. They don't believe in anything God has given to any man. But I'm telling you this morning that there is something on the tapes and in the books for you. And if you are really serious, if you are really serious, show it.
Hallelujah. I say, and some na ya kan wo busumi mu nyina no ya de agu tape so wo srawa mental unit fakoto tape no ba ku 3 CD wo de mental voda mental hwe fakoto tape ebi so wo ho a ensam na wo kan wa tro wo ngumem enguma no tanga na pe enu ti se wo wo fakoto nguma na nya wo benya wo mu na ti se nya mi asama ya kan ni bebre esa se nya mi asem no tumi wo ma ngusrawo adia baako a wo betia na wo bekenkan no ebetumi asisa wa brabo wo kon na nyina ama wanya ekwan pa ato wanim ene ti wo se yen kran se enwoma na o ma tro tape na ya ye no se ye busumi die na enfie atwem no busumi February ni aye kenkan wo mu no kwaje tape ni toni nyina bi ko tena sinatie kenkan nwoma ya tro tro efa aware ni kita hudie ho na me nyankopon ne won kasa. It's as a number of men named Jenny Nansan, a bab one word to an amopa, and your how my watch nebby.
A single who is going to do well in life has understanding, number two.
O Sidania, obey to me, Eddie, your brabom, your beer, I want you, sir.
Proverbs 17, verse 27.
Mebusam.
When you have understanding, you will do well.
So want you, sir, obey.
He said, a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. When you have understanding, you will excel in your family life. When you have understanding, you will excel as a single. Because a man and a woman of understanding has an excellent spirit. That means a spirit that makes the person excel. Go beyond normal. Go beyond average. You want to be a single in style, you need to have understanding.
So we want to see us how we are now, Bema. Bema, what to me, I talk about, Brabo, Benyan te asie bi wo nyoma bi mu a wo nya mfumso bi enti se wo yesigani na wo pese wa bra bo edan so a nya te asie.
Next thing I want to share with you, a single who is a single in style is a single who is strong.
Now osigani bi on aye ka no asem yo osigani a owo kukuduro.
Be strong in something.
Ade a wo ye no ma wani mri na ye niye.
And parents, I want to suggest to us, let us not overprotect our children.
I will form a culture, yes, sir.
Because there are some problems they must go through it themselves for them to become strong and matured in life. Bible says that a young person must bear the yoke in his youth.
Now Bible say
Lamentations chapter 3 verse 27.
Lamentation.
Bear the yoke in your youth. It is good for a man that he bears the yoke in his youth. It is good for a young single person to have certain challenges whilst he's young. The Bible says it is good. The Bible said it is good. If the Bible says something is good, it must be good. That's why you have had certain problems at this stage. Even at this stage in your life, you have had certain problems. Say to yourself, it is good for me.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Because it is. It is good to carry the burden whilst you are young. So we will not shield you from all problems. You will have your share of trials and hard knocks and tests. It's all good for you. As I'm standing here talking about family, do you know the problems I've had on my way to where I am?
Na sisi amejina ha me ne woka sasemi. Wuni me hawa mafemu akosim pempenso ya medu ana.
I always weigh when to tell you the things I should tell you. I'm still weighing it.
Yeah, be wo ansam ne pese me kan ya na pese me hwa ansan.
Cuz I want to tell you my struggles so that you understand that my struggles had struggles.
Na nya me pese me kan se me pese kan me kan me how enu mama ne de chiro. Ama obe hu se me suma fem.
But it was good for me.
Men suna ye mama.
That I had those problems.
Say me first, sir, how no?
At the time I had them, I said it was good for me. Because when you have a problem and it doesn't destroy you, it builds you up. It makes you stronger. And God uses your misery as a ministry of blessing unto others.
Yes. Now when you made the how no, I had done sidia some edimobi.
When I had problems, I didn't have anybody to help me. But by the grace of God, I've had opportunity to help many people.
Hallelujah.
Get their relationship and get their things to work. Once by the grace of God, I come in, it's bound to work.
It's bound to work.
If you think it has always been rosary, it is because I have not told you. I'm going to tell you one of these days. I will tell you. It was during one of those times so many years ago that the verse, it is good for a young man to bear the yoke in his youth. That's when I came across that verse.
Now was an atitibui enoko hu lamentation he said.
A single who is a single in style is a single who is swift. You must do certain things and do them quickly. But when you get to choose, be swift at having the children. Be swift in accepting the proposal of that good woman. Be swift at accepting the proposal of that good man, rather. Be swift in deciding to accept the man. Be swift at it. Because sometimes when you are slow a good thing can turn into something bad because you miss the timing. When you cook, you know that timing in adding the ingredient is very crucial.
Yeah.
I didn't know until I started cooking. I thought that was at Legon. I thought I could mix all the ingredients and then they can take off. But when it was time to taste, I realized the taste was not good. So we had a brother who was a master in making stew and soup. So he would say, add the tomatoes now. Let it fry for some time. Let the water escape. Okay, now the color has changed. Now add this. I said, hey, I thought you could just add everything. Just take off at the same time. So now you see that the timing is very important. By the grace of God, you will not miss your timing.
Amen. Well, yes, you did. Mumre and Pound. Where's I say, Amen. Here. Sebia said, what to me, woman? I said, where do you fear your son? Who better fear your no? No more to say, one uncle for. Now, Mama, so be on an assem. If you know, be a chaya when you're in fear your and son of a yanny dear. It's in fear your numb, nothing and the bad in fear me and son. And the papa throw dear, and answer what dear. Wouldn't say, was three now, was three near, and pipe ball in ya no estray. Hallelujah. And notice how many in Tama, no way in them. Well, see, simple who ye are, Diania, and Mreda who would do Macobegum, Ujene, Untos, Wachaya, Duntrawa, and no apophenia, dear gum, meaning now one emre. No, so then I cannot be any so who can be our bomb, Debbie. Who can be our bomb, and yet, put off your man, yet. Never what two was in a bia be now the guma. Not test anamwa, not test Nanka Sankasa, a yinu.
The final thing I want to say.
Yeah,
is that a single who is a single in style is a single who is making use of the opportunities God has given him or her.
Now be away si genia win him. So we see geni mapano or you be a quen jano nya media manu or dear juma.
God will give you that opportunity you need. And he shall open the door of blessing for your life. Your enemies will not have an upper hand over you.
Amen.
Your children will excel in their lives.
I receive it. Now,
the grace of God will abide upon your life.
Amen.
The anointing of God will fight for you. There's anointing for families, so it will fight for you. Are you following me? So believe God to, if you are single, believe God to be a single who is a single, not daft, not disappointed, not depressed, not desperate, not demanding, but a single who is deft, who is skillful because of the seven virtues. The Lord bless and keep you and smile upon you, be gracious upon you, and give you the upper hand in your single life, because you are going to end up married and graciously blessed. Do you receive the word of God this morning?
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibu Hassan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Cash Shop next to UBA Bank, Takrady.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.